We have a phone caller. I wonder if I'm related to the caller. Let's see.
You're on the air.
WGBB, you are on the air on Dave's Gone By. Hello.
Hello. Is this Dave?
This is he. Who this?
Who's this? This is Phil.
Phil. Phil who? I think
Phil,
I know.
Your dad.
Yeah, hey, Dad. How you doing? Thanks for staying up late with Jeff and me on Dave's Gone By. How you doing?
Did you know
good.
Moon for the Misbegotten?
Did you know that the
name of the play we were looking for is Moon for the Misbegotten?
No.
Oh, you're just calling in because I begged for a caller. So, yay, thank you for calling in, Dad. How you doing?
All righty.
How's
it going?
Happy Memorial Day. Can you have a happy Memorial
Day? Yeah, it's not supposed to be a happy day. That's what people forget. It's remembering
veterans
was for living and dead
Memorating
soldiers.
Commemorating the ones
war dead.
We lost.
Yeah. So it's like,
and are you a war veteran?
No, Dad's a veteran.
Non-war veteran.
What do they call that?
A peacetime.
Peacetime.
Yeah. What is that called? You're a veteran, aren't you? You were in the Air Force. Yeah.
Air Force, right?
But you're not a veteran of a war. You're
no.
You're,
no.
Okay,
kept
cool.
America free in peacetime.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Pre-Vietnam, post-Korea.
I gotta tell you. I'll never forget when I was marching on Fifth Avenue in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When the crowd reacted, it really had an effect. I mean, they cheered our contingent, and it was very nice.
What do you mean? Why were you marching down Fifth Avenue?
The Memorial Day Parade.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did you do that while you were in the service or years later? When did you do that?
No, this was early in my career in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Have you since taken Dave to the Memorial Day Parade?
Locally.
I'm sorry?
Have you since taken Dave and participated in the Memorial Day Parade?
I can't hear you.
Have you taken Dave to the Memorial Day Parade since?
No.
Aww.
I haven't had a chance to take Dave many places anymore.
Maybe next year.
Well, we have the occasional parade in the neighborhood. I think twice a year we have. Is it Memorial Day or Labor Day or what is it? Columbus Day?
Yeah, no, they have Memorial Day parade.
Memorial, so maybe there's probably one tomorrow.
It's usually
today.
I mean, it used to be in Hewlett, but now I think they combine the parades. And the Hewlett people would go to either Valley Stream or... I don't know. It never caught on. It'd
be funny if all these little Jewish kids and Italian kids marched into Hempstead. It's like the Memorial Day Massacre. I think that'd be hysterical. It's like the little with their instruments.
Humor, you know?
The children are always very funny.
Suddenly rocks and bottles start flying. I think now that would be my kind of a parade.
you are a sick human being.
It becomes
my son.
A Memorial Day run because the gunshots start ringing out. You know,
very nice.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
You brought him into this world.
Huh?
I said you brought him in. You could
don't
take him
blame
out.
Me. Don't blame me. I didn't do it alone. His mother has to share the credit.
That's true.
You're half the DNA, babe.
Well, yeah, I guess I had something to do with it.
So, Dad, did you have a good...
Yeah.
Well, the weekend's not quite over, if you're counting the holidays, so have you had a good one?
Oh, yeah, very, very nice. Terry dropped in on us. And
Terry, your family friend, uh-huh.
Right. And, Michael and Ray were there.
Oh, good. Michael and his lover, longtime, what do you call, companion, Ray.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Bonnie stopped by.
Okay.
You know, she was with them.
How is Aunt Bonnie these days? What's she been up to?
What's she been up to?
Yeah.
She
never writes to me.
Staying out of mischief.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, she had a pretty tough year for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, she seemed to come through it pretty good. pretty well.
Well, you know, she's got a nice support group of her kids and her grandchild and...
Right, yeah, she's a grandma, and she'll be, God willing, a grandma again couple of months, yeah.
Adam and Marnie are going to make her a grandma again.
No, Adam is her kid. It's amazing that we're just talking about incredibly intimate, obscure family details on the air here on this radio station. It's like people who are bored by the theater stuff are extremely, excruciatingly asleep right now.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Any family member have bunions, warts, anal fissures? Any kind of real minutia? You know, someone recently burned a steak in our family, or
How was the barbecue?
Oh, very nice. I always enjoy that.
When what barbecue? When was her barbecue?
Well, when Terry was over, we had I barbecued hamburgers and.
Nice.
And for me, that's a treat.
Yeah, of course. Well, Dad shouldn't be having that often.
Never mind.
Well, yeah, okay.
I had one Frank. I can have the hamburgers.
Okay.
The Frank was my reward for being a good boy.
Good for you.
Hot dog, yeah.
Oh.
Did you talk badly about Dave?
Never.
See?
Why?
You don't talk badly about your children. That's not in the karma. Well, at least not in our family kind of way.
He must not have been in the neighborhood.
Although,
yeah.
Grandma Lucy, she should rest in peace, was always talking about her rotten kids. Any kid in our family was rotten.
And this will give you a Lucy. That'll give you a Lucy.
Yeah, she was a little bit like Fru Masera, a little bit. Yeah.
She said it with love, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I guess she came from a place where that's giving it a
canine horror.
Yeah, or the bad eye. If you say
evil
something like
eye.
That, something wrong is going to happen. So you say
right.
The bad thing instead.
If you say something good about the ones you love, the devil hears it and gets even.
Well, I used to think, until I went to California a couple of weeks ago, I used to think that the whole nature of break a leg, in acting terms, came from that idea. That you tell someone, break a leg, because something bad is going to, you know, tell something, let something rotten happen, and therefore...
You can go out and have a good show.
Right. And,
but
instead of saying good luck...
Well,
which
you can't say good luck.
Well, but the thing that has nothing to do...
That's a Jinx phrase in the theater.
Right.
That has nothing to do, apparently, with really where break a leg came from.
But your father and I never wrong.
What? No, I was taught this by someone who is in the know. I still have meant to wiki it and check up on it, but she's a dance professor, so it had nothing to do with that at all. It had to do in the Commedia days of the acting troops of that era, of the 16th and 17th century. They would wear these very ornate, starchy costumes with these, pantaloons and things like that, but these leggings that were made of starchy, stiff material. Okay?
Yeah.
So they would go out there on stage and they would act. And then if the audience liked them, they'd give a little bow from the shoulders. You know, they bow.
That would break their leg.
Well, no. What would happen was if the audience liked them a little bit, they do a little bow, they go off stage, they're done. If the audience loved them, they were supposed to do a deep bow on one knee. And what happens if you bow on one knee, you break that legging that you're wearing. And that's why, what it means is, go out, break a leg, let the audience love you so much that you have to do the deep bow. That's where it came from. I had no idea.
Oh, that makes sense.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
Your son is so full of these morsels of wisdom. Isn't
well, I wasn't until I learned it, 3 weeks ago.
That recent...
Yeah, well, it was one of the things that I learned when I was in
California.
Thank you, NEA, for that. See, the National Endowment for the Arts and USC, University of Southern California, spent thousands of dollars to teach all of us things like this. Thousands of dollars of your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, to send a bunch of arts journalists to Los Angeles to learn that kind of thing and to be better journalists and writers.
Well, obviously it wasn't wasted.
That's right. That's right. The thousands and thousands of dollars taught me where break a leg came from. So I'm proud to share that info with you. See, it doubles back. It comes back at you. You know? I didn't learn anything else.
Never mind.
Balboa Island is nice. No, I'm kidding. So that was... Let's see, where else were we? Okay, well, it's 1:33 a.m. here on WGBB and everywhere on the East Coast. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. We're doing Dave's Gone by Overtime. If you're normally used to listening to gospel music at this hour, you probably have guessed by now that there ain't going to be gospel music at this hour. Next week, I'm sure, they'll be back. But on the holiday, I don't know, I guess they... I'm not sure. I guess people want to do other things rather than sit behind the microphone in a piece of glass, solitary in a room on a holiday, except lunatics like me and Jeff. So, that's the thing.
Well put, David.
This is where we would rather be on a holiday. Everybody else would rather be doing something, you know, like a beach with family and friends, with whatever. No, I want to be here talking to virtually, I don't know, three people. If they're out there, if there's a signal from this radio station at this time of night, if they haven't turned it down to like 5 watts. But then again, it goes up on the internet next week, so it is saved for posterity for what that's worth.
So is there anything I can get you from, bring you back from Thailand? Did you collect anything?
Underage
hooker?
Yeah, how
about some fancy schmancy balloons?
Go Dad! A Thai copy of Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway.
Yes.
And a really, 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 like, two-week-old sandwich from the Woodrow Delicatessen.
Any sandwich from Woodrow Delicatessen is a good idea.
Yeah. I tell you, I brought bagels to Thailand last time. Not so popular.
I wonder why.
I don't know. They didn't like the bagels so much.
Well, did they make the trip okay?
Yeah.
Really?
I hated the cream cheese. They hated the cream cheese.
Were they hot as a rock?
No. Because I kept them. See, the trick to... I know how to keep bagels now, because after when I owned the deli, they told me, the trick is not to like, wrap them in plastic and all that.
Yeah.
The trick is in a brown paper bag. The brown paper bag is a trick. And then, around that, you put plastic around the brown paper bag.
Oh, okay. And that keeps them for how long?
Probably up to a week or so.
Oh, okay.
Is that better than putting them in the freezer?
No. Freezer will keep them fresh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what if you put them in a brown paper bag with a plastic bag around it in the freezer? Is that the best?
Probably.
Because freezer, everything, I don't know, freezer starts to taste like freezer.
Yeah. But the brown paper bag is big. You could keep a bagel outside and fresh if you leave it in a brown paper bag, you know, roll it up and then put a plastic around it.
What about when it gets hard and stuff, you put it in the microwave with a little water on it? Does that...
That's good, yeah.
Does that really make it come back?
It works very well, except...
You don't... Not too much water.
In my experience, I've got one problem with that.
Yeah.
It turns into a rock.
Oh, yes.
Very quickly.
Yes, but you keep microwaving it back.
Is that how you do it? You eat a quarter of the bagel, you pop it back in the microwave with more sprinkle of water.
And that works.
And
I can verify it works.
Yeah.
One thing I used to do that with, not bagels, but there was one thing where it worked amazingly well. Chocolate chip cookies. You get the crunchy chocolate chip cookies, and you microwave them, and they turn chewy. I love that. That is heaven. You put a little water on the chocolate chip.
I don't understand people like you.
You like a crunchy chocolate chip cookie with
crumbs.
You
bet.
Nope.
For me, Pepperidge Farms always did it.
Oh, those are good.
Their chocolate chip cookies were out of this world.
Yeah, I like the...
Whereas the
soft batch?
Soft baked. I think that's not quite as good.
See, I don't like the soft batch because they're a little bit too mealy, but I do like the chewy soft right out of the oven ones when you make them.
Well, that's what makes ball games, right?
And I have to say, I don't mean to do an anti non-commercial. But I was at the supermarket a couple of weeks ago and saw that they had on sale Keebler,
elves?
Keebler elf chocolate chip cookies. I don't think they're particularly soft batch. So they're just kind of their regular thing. But they were chewier than They're disgusting. If you get used to things like Pepperidge Farm cookies and some of the other and the more home baked things.
Pepperidge Farm, wonderful.
But the Cuba, I tried to go, expecting a treat, and it was like, ugh. Ugh, I don't know what they're putting in these things. Yeah. I'm sorry to say that. Maybe I just got a. My taste buds were off that day. I don't remember Keebler being so blechy.
They were blechy?
Yeah. And they were fresh. They were new. I just bought them like 3 weeks earlier. So, boo on that. I don't know. Maybe they're...
What was wrong with them?
Lard, and it just tasted like... There's nothing particularly wrong with them. I just realized the taste had nothing to do with what I wanted a chocolate chip cookie to taste like.
Mm.
Were they made with animal fat?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe they're lard and I'm not used to that anymore.
See, you can't go wrong when you stick with kosher.
you can go very wrong sometimes if you stick with kosher, but in this particular case,
if you stuck to the cookies that you can get at the Woodrow.
They don't serve cookies at the Woodrow. I wish they would, but they have good cake. The Woodrow has delicious dessert cake, actually. Nice seven-layer cake.
I was trying to stick a commercial in there for you.
I know, I realize that. That's why I'm trying to say that the Woodrow has wonderful cakes.
Well, you know how you can make things even better that you like?
How?
You could copy them at Hewlett Minuteman Press.
That's right. You take one cookie, you put it on the Xerox machine, and you can make
And you get 10% off.
Right. So if you're paying for 10 cookies, they'll give you one cookie back. Well, or one cookie's worth of price back. Something
but you
like
can
that.
Copy it 11 times, too.
Yes, so you can still have your 10 cookies and eat them, too. And then make more cookies. I often thought
that you don't have all your cookies.
Well, I make people toss their cookies, is what I normally
do. Hope Davis tosses her cookies.
So let's see, we did that. We did Fantasy Schmancy.
So wait, do you want anything from Thailand?
Can you bring me back one of those dancers?
No.
I make one simple request.
Yeah.
Did I ask this? What is the request? What's the request? Dad.
I will take a dancer and say Phil Lefkowitz was here.
No, what is your request, Dad?
Bring me back one of those.
Oh, one of those. No, I have a question. Dad, I hope you don't know the answer to this one. Jeff, I guess you don't either. But we're watching a French movie. Last night with our friends.
Oh, you asked me this.
One of whom is French. Well, did I ask her on the air?
No.
No. So maybe if people know the answer to this question, call 516-29-516. No! God, I'm tired. 631 is the area code. 888-8811.
But we'll only be here for about half an hour more. I think
Yeah.
2:30 and it's
over. We're bugging out because I do want to talk about the woman at Citi Field Stadium. 631-888-8811 is the... If you have an answer, a real answer, a legitimate answer to this question, in this movie, he was describing the lead actor guy who's in a very, very weird relationship with this woman that he's known since childhood. They love each other, but they're not... It's not a typical love relationship, and it's really more based on a dare game. That they play with each other back and forth over the years in increasingly very weird and precarious kinds of dares. And he's trying to explain just the rush that he gets from playing this game with her. And as he says, it's better than the best meal you've ever had, the best ice cream, the best sexual experience, the best, he gives this litany of lists, better than this, better than that. And among the things that he mentions is... Better than Thai doggy style.
What?
Now, I know what doggy style is.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell I'm asking my father this, but...
What is Thai doggy
what
style?
What is Thai
that
doggy
you'd
style?
Have to ask your partner there.
Well, Jeff doesn't seem to...
It just
you never heard of
sounds
it either?
Good.
So you think it's just basic doggy style that they're putting the word Thai next to it? It isn't like a Thai specialty?
No.
Never heard of it.
Maybe Thai doggy style is a dish there.
No, that would be in Vietnam.
That's what they have in the restaurants there. Well, does anybody really... If Thai doggy style is just another way of saying doggy style, please give us a call at 631-888-8811. Or, if Thai doggy style is something somewhat different, or in a particular twist, pun sort of intended, on the regular position, please give us a call at 631-888-8811. You'll notice that is the same number. 631-888-8811 for either answer. And please keep your answers, shall we say,
clean,
within the realm of PG to PG-13 descriptiveness for commercial radio, even though it is 2 minutes to 2 in the morning. Thai doggy style, throwing that open to you. Anybody who's listening, any cab driver who has experienced it, has wondered about it, has been to Thailand and seen dogs in the street perhaps doing this, or humans in the street perhaps doing this. No?
Do they eat dogs in Thailand?
No, they don't.
Then you can make in Vietnam, apparently.
Vietnam, yeah. Yes.
And they taste like shih tzu.
You know, when I was a kid,
yes,
and I mean very young, I read this book, The Netherlands, by Mary McGregor.
Yeah.
And I will never forget, they were under siege. And they vowed not to give up as long as there was one dog or cat or rat still inside. They were eating their pets, the rodents, anything they could get to stave off capture.
Cool.
Did they
end up winning, or did they end up with down to their last rat?
Even today, there's the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's for something. So they had, like, two rats left, and the other people gave up. They had, like,
I guess they just got tired and had to go home. I don't remember that.
There was one roach and one possum, and then the other side just said, you know, they're
stronger.
It's funny,
you read books during your life, and some of them you enjoy, you don't enjoy, whatever, but some of them make a real impression on you.
Mary McGregor, what was the name of the book?
The Netherlands.
That's the second book I've been recommended to read today. So there's that, and I've got to read that book Jill O'Hara mentioned by that fellow Redfield about theater. I gotta check that out. Anyway, let's give this honor to Dad. Dad, it's 1:59 a.m. here, everywhere. Well, not everywhere. Everywhere on the east-ish coast. So you know what that means.
WGBB a.m.
You got to make it legal. The legal ID is simply the call letters.
Okay, WGBB.
And the place.
Freeport, Long Island.
Location. What on earth? Did you just give us a little taste of Freeport?
Turn your computer down.
Dad just gave us a little taste of Freeport right there. What was that all about?
The base isn't in Freeport?
No. I was just goofing because we suddenly got like four seconds of static out of your telephone. I didn't do it. Oh, okay.
So you don't want anything from Thailand, huh?
I told you.
Well, I can't bring anything alive. How's that?
That's not my fault. You said anything.
You can't smuggle dancing
like
girls past customs.
Would you like anything dead to come back?
Like what?
I don't know.
Make a suggestion.
The former president of the United States? No.
Like, a keychain?
All right. That's well, if you think of something, tell Jeff. He'll be heading out. When are you leaving?
Thursday.
Wow. So, you know, it's a real quick trip. You just booked it a couple of days ago because of these special fares.
Oh, and I was also tell you, I've been talking to my friend Pop. I just got my email back.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing, the reason why he actually asked me way back when, let me go back to the thing, we're not going up to Chiang Mai until the 7th, I believe, is because, is because he is seeing a show on the 6th.
Yeah, what, where, what?
He goes, okay, I'll be going to local musical theater to local musical theater.
To see women spit ping pong balls.
No.
Thai doggy style.
But he also gave me I said, can I go see it with you? And he said, sure. And I looked up, and some of these have Thai subtitles, and English subtitles, some don't. But what's very interesting is like the old, it's the oldest like horror story in Thailand. So it's a horror musical. But it's the musical is called May Nak Prakong, the musical.
May Nak Prakong?
Yes, and there's a website here.
If you now, like, I hope you don't find out that Thai doggy style is a form of cooking.
Okay, here's what you type into your computer.
Okay, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do this on the computer in the control room here. What am I typing?
M-A-E
mm-hmm.
space.
Space? There can't be a space.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. http://.
Mm-hmm.
/?
Yeah. /, actually, yeah.
Sorry.
www.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thai, T-H-A-I.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket Major.
Thai Ticket Major?
Yes.
All right.
.com.
Uh-huh.
/.
Mm-hmm.
Performance.
Okay.
/.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I... Maenak, M-A-E,
mm-hmm.
N-A-K, underscore,
mm-hmm.
The underscore...
Maenak, the...
Underscore, keep underscoring after.
Yeah.
The musical.
Okay.
Underscore, E-N-G...
E-N-G, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Underscore?
No.
No, okay.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
P-H-P, period.
Okay, there's a period after the last P?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's give it a whirl.
No.
Not found.
Oh, come on.
There had to be a wrong thing in there somewhere. Let's take that period away from the P-H-P.
Okay.
There it goes. Maenak Prakong, the musical.
What?
That's what I'll be seeing in Thailand.
I wonder if it's the wedding singer or something. Let's see. Maenak Prakong.
And you can hear it if you go down to there's a box on
the right. I can't play this on here, but...
Why not?
Well, maybe I can. Let's see. Hold on.
Dave?
Yeah?
Isn't it a good time? It's 2:05 to give a shout-out to the viewers who might be waiting for the gospel.
Oh, good idea. Just reminding everybody. Thanks, Dad. Reminding everyone that we're listening to this. Instead of gospel music, this may be gospel music for all I know.
In that country.
Could be polka music for all I know.
I think it sounds nice. I think it has a nice
sound. It sounds fine. It's just, it's this musical. But anyway, because it's Memorial Day, the gospel folks are taking the night off. So that's why Dave's Gone By, which started way back at 11 o'clock, is still on at 2:05, and we have not taken a break except for a commercial here and there, and except to hear the lovely music of Maenak Prakong. Maewanaka! Okamanataka!
Oh, shut up, Dave.
Yeah, this is the stuff.
I don't think Gregor... Jeff appreciated that. Jeff?
Yes?
Is that what you like to listen to?
Well, I think it sounds pretty in the background, don't you? Not Dave, but...
Not my first choice.
Well, it's Les Miserables crap.
No, but it kind of sounds, you know... Like a melodic tune.
Yeah, no, it's
oh, yeah.
Euro-style music.
And you know what I'm kind of looking forward to?
What?
I want to see it. It'll be kind of interesting because it'll be like coming, you know, all the foreign tourists who don't speak English and come to see mm-hmm. a Broadway play here. It'll be the same way because I tell them, you know, there are some performances that are subtitled in English, but this is not one of them that he's going to see. And I said, no, I'll go see this one with you.
Yeah, it's more interesting than seeing another version of Annie Get Your Gun. I mean, this is you know, a homegrown thing.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I would assume.
Nah, they'll hopefully make another, but...
It all started with a simple story about 100 years ago of a woman named Nak who lived on the bank of the Prakong River. She died in childbirth, Yeah, that's a great start for the musical.
I told you it's a horror movie.
And she became a ghost, scaring people in the entire Prakanong district. Since then, various forms and versions of the story have haunted Thai pop culture. The oldest account of May Nak, May being the archaic form commonly used before a woman's name.
Right.
So, like, my wife would be May Joyce, and
right.
Dad's wife would be May Brenda, and May West would be May May West. There was an article written by K.S.R. Kularb in the periodical Siam Prophet back in 1899. I never got that issue. I was subscribing, and I never got my 1899 January issue of Siam Prophet. In it, he gives a page and a half of history in response to a reader's letter asking him about the Nak demon. The story goes, in the reign of King Rama III, who was such a bigger a-hole than King Rama II, but nicer than King Rama.
Nothing bad about the king.
Oh, don't give me this King Rama stuff.
Hey,
we're
King
not
Rama.
Thai. We don't care.
I care. I love
King
the
Rama.
Kings.
King Rama, a woman called Amdang Nak.
King Rama IV was the king in King and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is Rama. This is the guy before him who wasn't worth doing a musical about. Except now they have. During the reign of King Rama III, a woman called Amdang Nak, that Amdang Nak, I tell you, living with her husband Chum. No wonder it's a tragedy. Listen to the people, what they're named over there. And the
David,
mountain, what?
Yeah? Wait for a minute.
Yeah?
If somebody told you that there was a musical being made of a shtetl in Europe, Russia.
Yeah.
Where the people are going to be ousted from their village and live under tremendous oppression, what would you say? Does that sound like entertainment?
Never work. And
exactly.
It would never go.
So tell us more about May Nak.
Well, see, if they ever do a musical of Jaws, I guess they could also name the husband Chum, near the mouth of, the mouth of the Prakanong River.
That
so,
was very good.
Thank you very much. So, but this poor woman, Amdang Nak, dies in childbirth. Chum buried her in the cemetery of Mahabusaya Temple. No ghosts appeared, so there's no real reason to put this in the musical.
It's the Mahabusaya Temple.
But the older son, fearing that his father would remarry and lose their wealth, devised a plan to prevent any such intentions. He hired men to throw stones at boat people. See, this is going to be Vietnam. Throw stones at boat people near the cemetery, and he dressed himself up in women's clothes and terrorized the villagers as his mother's ghost. I think he dressed himself up for women, in women's clothes for very different reasons.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to get into that.
Why, sweetie?
It's like Kaja Nak. The son later confesses, but instead of ending the mischief, it sparked several later incarnations of May Nak's ghost. A musical entitled Enoch Prakanong became all the rage in 1911. It was that or, let's see, Half a Sixpence, and that was big that year. And
yes.
And wasn't it Prakanong Prakanong?
Yankee Doodle.
No, Prakanong Prakanong.
And then Yankee Doodle Knock. That was a big one.
But
Jeff, do you enjoy going to the theater?
I love the theater.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
Noxipic overtures.
How could you possibly appreciate it?
Enoch Prakanong, get your gun. That was and he gets your chum.
So.
And these were the rage in 1911.
It may not get your chum.
And several elements that were to become classic features of the May Nak tale were put in place, including the name Mak as the husband's. Also created with the fantastic episodes in which the Nak ghost kills talkative neighbors and stretches an elongated arm to pick fruits. Well, I think the first fruit he picked is the guy dressing up in the women's clothing.
That was the long arm of the...
Yeah, well, that wasn't an arm either, let me tell you. Midnight Friday, July 23rd, 1999. That was almost 10 years ago. Oh, it's almost a shame you're not going to be there on the 10th anniversary of this. Was the sold-out opening night of Nang Nak, the latest film on this famous legend. Well, Lagos film on this famous legend. Well, I'm not going to knock it, you know. The movie easily broke national records, which to that point had been, I think, about $150. And became the highest earning film in Thailand. Crowds flocked to the Mahabusaya temple, and Maynock's image and shrine there overflowed with offerings. All of this proves that Maynock's ghost is definitely far from eternal... oh my God.
What?
Jeff,
what?
Scroll down to the very bottom of this page. Oh, you're not on that page. I'm sorry. It's this weird thing, that this website, sarakadeek.com, a feature story about this Maynock legend. And then there's all these weird... They're not even Cyrillic characters. They're these links to things, but they're not in English. They came through as garbled. So you just see, like, letter E, small number 1, N, little 0, E, O, absolutely impossible readable things, like line after line of these links that make absolutely no sense. And then the word anchovies. There's a link to the word anchovies. We're going to follow this now. Anchovy. Anchovies are an indispensable element in the lives of all fans of the fish sauce and seafood. I don't know why that must be a Thai thing. The marine fish is characterized by a long, transparent body with a silver stripe along both sides, kind of like Nicole Kidman. Sizes vary. I don't know what that means. Sizes vary from as small as a grain of rice. Wow! I know anchovies could be that teeny tiny. They're like brine shrimp. So as large as a human finger.
You have to eat 1,000 of them to have some taste?
For a snack. Wow, that's pretty... It's just so weird that there are only two readable links at the bottom of that last webpage, and they're anchovies and the legend of Maynock. Everything else, didn't come through. Oh, well. Anywho. What else is here? Not much.
How much longer are you guys going to be on?
Well, Jeff is literally asleep as we speak. He's nodding. He's a 99.
Well, that's great.
Little Jeff. He's actually very good in the car. He falls asleep at the microphone because it's only a radio show we're doing. It's not actually meaningful or anything. Not like he has to be alert for it. But driving,
I'm
thank
sure
God.
Your listeners appreciate that.
Let's see. Anything more on Maynock? Oh, there's a special video of Maynock Prakanong. Let's see if we can watch the... Are you faking that, Jeff, or is that real?
What?
That was real. Jeff just snored into the microphone.
Oh, did I really?
Yes.
Okay, that was real.
Oh, that's great. Let's hear a little more of Maynock Prakanong. Maybe he's the director or something. Of Maynock Prakanong. So you're going to see this, Jeff. You're going
to
see Maynock Prakanong.
Maynock Prakanong, the musical.
Wow. That's so great. I'm envious, Jeff.
You're having Maynock envy?
If they have those programs and stuff, I want to see that. Dad, are you asleep too now?
Not really. I'm just not too comfortable holding the phone to my ear here this whole time.
Well, yeah, but if you hold the phone to your ass, we can't hear you.
Well, what a mouth.
I just thought I'd throw that in there to remind you that there's only really one place you can hold a phone. You can hold a phone to the small of your back, but same problem.
No, I mean, I could turn the volume up on the computer, but then I'd have to put down the phone.
Yeah, no, I get that. Mm. Wow. Well, I'm very glad you're going to see that show in Thailand, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
What else is playing at the same time?
Well, you could go to the same cinemas. There's no other Broadway show or shows running. Something else is coming at the end of the year. I don't know what. I know Annie's coming the beginning of the year.
Okay, Annie, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Annie.
All right, I'm going to say goodnight now.
Okay. Say goodnight now.
Goodnight now.
Goodnight now.
Thank you. That's my dad, ladies and gentlemen. Philip Lefkowitz, thank you for calling.
Yay!
Love to you and Mom, of course.
Oh, ditto.
And see you guys soon, and happy Memorial Day to you. Have a little leftover barbecue on me. Nom, nom,
all righty.
And night-night, my man.
Good night, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye now.